Good morning. We are continuing Chiyodim Hilchos Shabbos Klal Chof, and we're learning Siman Ches at the end, where the Chiyodim is discussing the halachas of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. So he brings a machlokes in regards to a tavshil, which has been a liquid tavshil. Is there a concept of Bishul Achar Bishul or not? He says at the end, "Kuliyam b'matich mini matoches." So the malacha of bishul is extended to melting metals, melting wax, items which the process is not cooking. They do not change through the cooking process, except for the fact that they become more pliable. So softening them allows them to bend, and therefore they're considered a total bishul because the person is using heat to create a significant change in the item. So is there a concept of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul by these things? So he said, that's not true. Fila me apamim, chai mishum avashol, b'lo shayach b'zeh, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. The concept of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul does not apply to this case of the metal, which each time you warm it, it becomes more pliant, and therefore you can bend it, etc. And that's enough of a change that one would be chayiv for bishul. That can happen multiple times. As it cools, there's nothing left of that benefit. So because that's true, that as it cools, there's nothing left of the benefit, so you can't say in bishul achar bishul, because the bishul, the first bishul, has left no significant result, which the second time is creating something new, not just reheating the same result from before. So that leads us to a question in regards to heating water. So Chayyim Tana was discussing a tavshil. A person takes raw vegetables and meat, a chicken, puts it into water and makes a chicken soup. So the water which is in the chicken soup has definitely changed into a new entity. It's absorbed the flavor of the chicken, of the meat, of the flavor of the vegetables. It has some fatty content, etc. Even after it cools, the water does not go back to being just plain water. It remains soup. So we have an argument of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. So even after it cools, it's still soup. So when you're reheating it, you're not making something new. Or alternatively, we say that the addition of the heat, soup which is hot is different than soup which is cold. Therefore, there's a significant enough difference that there's a problem with bishul. But when a person heats water, and then the water cools, the whole benefit was the fact that the water was hot. And now the water has cooled. Now, that being said, that should be akin to the case of the mateches, which the whole benefit was when it was hot, it was pliable, and that's totally gone. So when you reheat it, you're starting from scratch. So therefore, arguably, even if you hold Ein Bishul Achar Bishul by a davar lach, that might not be true when it comes to water. So the Igle Tal addresses this question, and he says that we know that cooked water is definitely different than uncooked water. It's much, there's various different bacteria, etc., which are killed out and removed through the cooking process. So there is a benefit in the cooking process which remains even after it cools. There's a benefit from the cooking process which remains even after it cools. And therefore, it's relevant to discuss Ein Bishul Achar Bishul by water, different than the case of mateches. That being said, there are definitely those who disagree and say, since the person is not primarily trying to heat it to remove the bacteria, he just wants the advantage of having the hot water, which that temperature is totally gone. So he's starting brand new, getting back to where he was before, starting from zero. So in that situation, arguably water is different than other liquids, and we would say, Yesh Bishul, Achar Bishul. Have a good day.